brought to you by stationhousecoffee.com and inspireddisorder.com/prime.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, a movie that kind of came out of nowhere. I haven't been the biggest Kevin Smith fan of recent years. Of course, I loved Clerks. I loved Chasing Amy, Mallrats, all of those movies, in the early years of Kevin Smith, in the early years of just me watching more independent type movies. But a lot of his movies of recent, I just did not like. Like, I did not like Tusk. I tried watching Yoga Hosers, couldn't get into that. Of course, like Cop Out, I don't think I ever watched. Red State was amazing. Like, Red State was a movie that really showed that Kevin Smith can direct in different styles of, I mean, it's a completely different style of a movie, completely different subject matter, completely different universe than all of his movies seem to take place in. But it shows he has the capability to be, like, direct good quality film and tell a story in a unique way. But this one is very much in the vein of most Kevin Smith movies. It's very much a reboot of a reboot. It's a very meta movie. It's packed with references to the entire Kevin Smith universe. Like, the entire, I think every single project he was related to was at least referenced, or there's a cameo. Like, even to Comic Book Men, the show that was, I don't know, like a TLC show or whatever, one of those reality shows, that's referenced in there. You got cameos from, like, all of the people that do cameos in his movies. Probably the only time I like seeing Ben Affleck isn't in anything is, like, these short little cameos. Although they did talk shit a lot about, what was that movie that he did? Jersey Girl. I couldn't watch. I tried watching that movie. Couldn't do it. So bad. I mean, I just think Ben Affleck is one of the worst actors in Hollywood, but he still gets paid to do whatever he does. I think he's a way better director. Let's put it that way. But there's really funny scenes. It's a really fun movie. I was very surprised. I loved Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which this is basically a reboot of that movie in a lot of ways within the same universe, which a lot of this movie discusses the differences in reboots and remakes and sequels and all the different things that Hollywood likes to do. So it's very meta in that way, kind of layers upon layers of the same thing. But I really loved it. It was surprising how much I loved it. It was cool to see all of the different universes kind of get tied together, all the different characters from all the different movies get tied together. It made me want to go back and revisit some of the Kevin Smith movies, because it's been a while. I did not like Clerks 2, but I would check it out again because of this movie. I just thought this movie was, I think it felt like a movie that he spent a lot of time actually writing and producing, and not producing, but the writing seems like it, because it has so many references to so many things, it really feels like it, you would have to take extra time making sure everything kind of fits in. I mean, there's like a scene where like every word that Ben Affleck says is a title of a movie that Ben Affleck was in, which is kind of, I mean, it's fun. It was just, it's just like, there's, the whole movie was just pretty much fun. And it's all the same kind of fun that you would see in the previous movies. You know, Jay and Silent Bob, there's not a whole lot of difference in them. Silent Bob obviously having his moments where he talks, but also Kevin Smith plays himself, which is different than, it was just surprising how much I enjoyed it. And it's on Amazon Prime for free to stream. So if you don't have Amazon Prime, go to inspireddisorder.com/prime and get 30 days free if you want to go watch this movie. But I really enjoyed it, especially if you're a fan of Kevin Smith movies. This has to be like the penultimate of Kevin Smith movies, because it ties everything together. Which I am, for the most part, I'm a Kevin Smith fan, but he's Like, I even loved his Smodcast back in the day when I was getting into podcasts. He was definitely one that I really enjoyed listening to, which I haven't. Him and Scott Mosier, which I don't know if Scott Mosier was a producer in this. I don't know if he's still... What does it say? No. I don't want to look it up. But, yeah. It's a movie. I mean, the premise of the movie is that... a movie studio bought the rights to Blunt Man and Chronic, and they're rebooting the movie or remaking the movie. And there's open casting call for to be part of the movie in L.A. So Jay and Silent Bob are on a trip from New Jersey to L.A. to sabotage the movie and make sure it doesn't happen. And then on his travels there, he runs into... basically his daughter in real life, but she plays actually Jason Mewes' daughter or Jay's daughter in this universe with Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. And so they end up going, which I think it was, I don't think I watched any of Yoga Hosen. Maybe I started it, wasn't into it, but I'd even check that out because it seems like those characters, that's a movie that Kevin Smith did with his daughter and kind of a Jay and Silent Bob type of dynamic, but with his daughter and one of her friends who's deaf. I think they're both in that one as well, but it would make sense that they are. So they pick them up on the way. So it's, you know, ragtag group of people on their way to L.A., all going to Chronicon, which is, you know, the Comic-Con type of thing, but it's in L.A. and it's just for Blunt Man and Chronic. It's like a Blunt Man and Chronic festival. I really liked it, man. I really liked it. Made me want to go back and watch some Kevin Smith stuff. I don't know what it was. It just hit, I don't know if it came at me at the right time when I was in the right mood or if it's just better than what I've seen from him. But I really was surprised with how much I enjoyed it. And I guess it's a movie, because of all the references and stuff, that it does pay to have seen at least his major releases, you know? Like, you don't, I wouldn't say, like, if, for sure, I'd watch Clerks, I'd watch Mallrats, Chasing Amy, you know, all of his early stuff, I would say, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is going to be, there's a lot of things that you're going to get some benefit from a lot of the references. But the references don't, it doesn't require you to know the references to follow the story. Like, it's not like a DC movie where it's just a story told with references, and if you don't get the references, then the movie's pretty worthless. I think it just adds to all of the things that are going on. And it's just even fun. Like, even when they had Matt Damon's cameo, like, he wove in the Matt Damon universe of the thing where he wakes up and he's a hitman guy. It weaves that into the Bourne Identity. It weaves his acting in those movies into his previous role as what was that movie? Was that Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Which one was it where like Chris Rock was in it and what was that movie? Oh, Dogma. Dogma's another great. Dogma for a long time was my favorite Kevin Smith movie, and it might still be. I don't know. That was a great one as well. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, especially after many years of just not really being into anything Kevin Smith was doing, you know. It really seemed like once he started podcasting and started, you know, he became a weed guy all of a sudden in real life. It seemed like a lot of his projects were just kind of lazy. Like, he just wrote down tangents from a podcast and just turned it into a film. This one, it felt like there's a lot of work put into it. And it comes with the baggage of the previous movies. So, which is good baggage, not bad baggage. All the references and stuff. So yeah, if you're looking for a fun movie on Amazon Prime, I would check it out. It's kind of a movie that came out of nowhere. Didn't really know it was even a movie, but was very surprised with just how much I enjoyed it. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Amazon Prime, spidersword.com/prime. Make sure you support our sponsor, stationhousecoffee.com. Follow Station House Coffee on Instagram to order small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, shipped directly to you. Now's the time to support small business and order your coffee, your premium high quality coffee from stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. Also, sign up for Amazon Prime, 30 days free when you go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/prime. Amazon Prime gives you so many benefits, including streaming service of thousands of movies and TV shows, music, borrow Kindle books, and of course, the unlimited free two-day shipping. So sign up now, inspireddisorder.com/prime, to get 30 days free of Amazon Prime, inspireddisorder.com/prime. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!